from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning. Happy Monday. And thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Coming up at 11:33. Oh, boy. Major League Baseball now will have a governor that refuses to throw out the first pitch during a game because they're basically saying they are mad at Major League Baseball. We discussed that at 11:33. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. It's been a fun morning so far.
It really has.
Yeah,
it's been very fun. It's easy to do when you're staring at the sun.
I know. Everything is better with the sun, for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Okay, you guys might have heard this in the 9 o'clock newscast this morning, but King County is aiming to attract Hollywood-style productions here with a new soundstage on Harbor Island. Dow Constantine was touting the move over the weekend. Gee, I'm going to come to you first. Do you really want movies and TV shows filming here in Seattle?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Even if it means higher home prices, G?
Don't. Okay. Hey, Ursula, don't rain on my parade with research, okay?
Okay.
Don't rain on my parade with research. You come with your research next. Let me just tell you, this is exciting. This is cool. This is to be able to look on TV and on the movies and say, oh, look at that. Look, I'm tired of just looking on TV and always them showing Pike Place. Right? Like, why every time they do a sports deal, you got to show Pike Place Market? There's other beautiful places here in this Seattle region. So I love this idea. Plus, this makes somebody from Beaumont, Texas, or South Dakota, they say, Mom, Dad, we got to go to spring break in Seattle. You know what that means? That's tourism dollars. Bring on that cash. That's
and then what people want to move here. And then again, what happens? We just talked about housing prices all week last week. Okay, but I'm actually in agreement with you. I think it's great. Do you remember? So were you here in the 80s and 90s, G?
I was not.
So there was a time when King County was actually thriving when it came to movies. So, I mean, just to name a couple, well, everyone knows Sleepless in Seattle.
That's how I found out Seattle existed.
Right. But My Own Private Idaho, Fabulous Baker Boys, Singles, Say Anything. Those were all filmed in Seattle. Captain Fantastic was shot in 2016. So I think this is great news because do you remember when Northern Exposure was a TV series?
Yeah, that wasn't a show I watched, Ursula.
Okay.
Come on now. Help me out.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to point out, though, that generated more than $50 million in our state. So, I mean, we're talking about family wage jobs. We're talking about union jobs. We're talking about. So even though it could mean like, you know, they shut down streets to do the filming and then, okay, that's a pain. Or, you know, it could mean that more people move here. Bottom line, it is going to bring, you know, what was once a thriving business back. And frankly, I think, you know, it's great to put this region in a positive light.
I got to fight you on this one. First of all, I don't think that having a soundstage on Harbor Island is going to change really anything. Because if you want to attract the film industry here, you need to have tax breaks that are similar to what they have in Vancouver and in other places where they have films produced all of the time. My second point would be, be careful what you wish for. Ursula, you've touched on the fact that, yes, do you really want to portray Seattle in this, you know, beautiful, amazing light and encourage people to move up to the Pacific Northwest, which is no longer a secret anymore. But honestly, I would argue that if you've ever been in a neighborhood or a city where film production takes place regularly, it is incredibly disruptive. Incredibly disruptive.
If you're not one of the looky-loos who's excited about seeing how a film is made, you're just annoyed because traffic is horrible.
Yes. I mean, every time there's a visit from, you know, a foreign dignitary, a head of state or, you know, a vice president or president in the region shuts down the freeway, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, we're having to deal with this again. Well, imagine that in your traffic report. Like, once a week. Tracy Taylor saying, oh, I'm sorry, Spokane Street Bridge, you can't use that today. Oh, I'm sorry, looks like Alaska, they're going to be filming down there, so that's cutting off all the ferries this morning.
But in fairness,
I don't want that at all.
I know, but in fairness, that didn't happen on a regular basis when we were a big film hub. So I will say that
there
the
were
pros...
also about 2 million less people in the region, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to say, though, that the pros still outweigh the cons.
I just want to say that what a great topic that just got rained on. You guys absolutely destroyed the idea and the thought of movies and TV shows being here. And then you had to bring up the whole traffic. You got to bring up all the technicalities. How dare you?
I still said that I would support it because, again, we're talking about many more businesses. And, I mean, jobs. And, I mean, you know, we keep talking about the problems that this region has. This would actually put a positive light on it.
By the way, there's a lot of shows I'm finding out by the text line that were filmed out. Twin Peaks was filmed
Twin
out
Peaks,
here.
Absolutely.
Ursula, you think I watched Twin Peaks? Mm-mm, nope. Northern Exposure? Mm-mm,
I told
nope.
you Northern Exposure. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That was a big one. $50 million each season. That's
hey.
How much we got.
Yeah, I'm just mad. I'm not getting any of it.
There you go.
I guess unless you turn out to be an extra, which, by the way, a bunch of Seattle folks did actually show up to act as extras in a Steven Soderbergh film shot here in Seattle over the weekend. Ursula, I'm going to ask you first on this one. Would it be fun to be an extra or just a total waste of a day?
Okay, not to be a downer.
Oh,
but
boy.
That is a big waste of time.
But I'm going to anyway.
Goodness.
Okay, seriously? I'm not going to waste. What do they give, like $10? You know, and then you chance to say, oh my gosh, did you see that little dot on the screen? That was me. No. I think it's a waste. And if I had endless amount of time to kill, sure. But it's not worth that little... blip.
Wait a minute.
It's probably going to get cut.
Wait,
anyways.
No, wait. Yeah. What happened? Wait, what happened to the old Ursula? Did you just say that they get $10? Ursula, did you?
For the whole day.
No, they don't get $10 for the whole day, Ursula.
How much do they get?
Do your research on that one. They do not get $10.
They get more than nothing.
Hey, I need folks that's listening right now. I know you guys are always Team Ursula, but keep it a buck now. Ursula just had the audacity to throw out there that movie extras are getting $10 for
they
the day.
Paid
that
nothing.
Is so unfair.
You are getting paid because you get the chance to star in a film. What is it,
they
Chef?
They get more than $10?
Okay, it's not a lot, though. And if you break it down, if you're there for 10 hours in a day, and you get paid this minimal amount. I think they give you a sandwich and a
Ursula!
Soda.
What happened to you? This is not... Okay, let me say yes.
Okay,
yes. I would love to be an extra. As a matter of fact, I don't know what movie they were filming. I forget the other actor, but up in Vancouver, Canada, we had just had breakfast. I was coming outside of the... it wasn't like that when I went in, but when I came out, all of a sudden, bam, it was a movie set. And as soon as I come out, Lou Gossett Jr. was sitting right there in one of the chairs. And I'm like, Mr. Gossett, Mr. Gossett. And he just kind of looked at me. I mean, he had to look at me. I mean, it was me and him, we're in Vancouver, Canada, so you know what that means. It wasn't the time to go to, you know, the what's up, you know what I'm saying? We was only two brothers that was right there. You know what I mean? It's in Vancouver, Canada. Mr. Gossett. He said, hey, how you doing? I'm going to tell him how much I admired his work. I'm like, yo, can I be an extra? And they was like, no.
Shocker.
I can just see you doing that too.
Oh,
okay. I did my quick research called Google. And the average daily salary for an extra is $170. It generally runs from 100 to 185 a day, and that could be an all-day deal. So what are we talking about? If you're, let's just say $170 divided by 10, if you're staying there 10 hours, $17 plus remove taxes, remove, you know, whatever else.
Oh,
yeah,
you are adding so much. Wait a minute,
no.
Ursula. First minute,
so once
first
again,
minute you said $10 a day. Next minute no. you said a sandwich
an
and
hour.
A smile with a bag of chips and a bumper sticker on the back of your butt. And then the next one, you're bringing up, there's a possibility that you could almost make $250 to $500 in a day for an extra, Ursula.
Okay, that's still not going to change my
mind.
Ursula, I'm not staying there all day.
You also said it was union jobs, right? Well, The union extras, according to my research off the Google, they make about $350 a day to $380.
Wait.
That's double. That's great money. You know what? I might have to flip my position on this whole filming thing and just, you know, sign myself up to be a SAG extra here in Seattle.
But by the way, if you are a SAG extra, you are paying union dues. So remind yourself of what union dues are. And once you remove the union dues, I think you're back to about what I said.
I have no information on that, so I'm not even going to speculate. And Gene, what are you doing calling for Ursula to do research? This is a segment where she's not supposed to do the research.
Well, I mean, what happened to Ursula? She just threw it. That's not like her to just throw a dollar amount out there. Oh, gee, these extras get $10 a day, and they barely get
hour.
A bag of chips, and they don't get any water and no dessert. Right,
but they have to pee in bottles.
More power to you if you want to do that. The question was, would I want to do that? No, not it's my ego's not so large that I want to see, you know, my tiny little face there just, you know, flying by on that scene. No.
All right. Let's move on down to an article that I saw from the Tacoma News Tribune. A reader was asking questions about tinted windows. What is too dark and how come there seems to be no enforcement whatsoever? It's because some of these people you can never see in through the windows. Gee, I'm just going to ask you a question about tinted window preference. Are you a fan of the tinted windows or, you know, get off my highway?
Absolutely. Your boy don't want to be riding around in a fishbowl. What is a fishbowl? Let me explain. A fishbowl is when you, like, think of a fishbowl and you can kind of see the fish just right there in clear view. You can see the goldfish. Well, that's how I feel in a car. I feel like a fish. You can just look right in my car and you can see me. I mean, what if I got a cold that day? I want to pick something on my face and you get to see that.
Pick something on your face.
Yeah, I like the tinted windows, like them dark. I've only been pulled over one time. Shout out to North Bend. It's when I told that story just recently here. I was pulled over in North Bend. The guy, why'd you pull me over? Your windows are tinted. I'm like, oh, man, boy, it must be a slow day today. But most cops don't really pull you over tinted windows. Now, Ursula, if you have a problem with tinted windows, I don't know what to say. What do you got?
You're setting me up because Perfect. I do have a problem with tinted windows for a number of reasons. And
Why?
One, tinted windows are dangerous for the driver. That tinted windows actually reduce, and that this is a fact, it reduces the ability of the driver and the passengers to see outside of the vehicle. Now, knowing you, you just recently got glasses, but before glasses, your eyesight wasn't that good. Add tinted windows to that. We're talking about you are a nightmare on the roads.
Ursula, wait a minute. You don't have any tinted windows, and you even say yourself is a nightmare on the roads.
Okay, I'm much better after some of our discussions last week. No, I'm actually a safe driver, but I wouldn't be. I wouldn't want to add tinted windows to make driving that much more challenging. And by the way, there is limited visibility when you see, and I think that, you know, how do you check that someone is, you know, wearing their seatbelt? How do you check that someone's not on their phone? You have to be able to see into the car.
So you just want tinted windows to crack down on folks?
Oh, my gosh, Ursula.
I said, first thing was, you guys are only having selective hearing today.
No, we heard what you said.
No.
The first thing is about,
on the objectionable
is about bad. So you're telling me that there is a study out there.
There are many studies that show
there's many studies that show that drivers with tinted windows. Go ahead.
Have limited visibility.
It's in the article if you've done your research, G.
Okay.
I think that's what.
And then the second part is you want people to get dinged for texting and driving and their seatbelts.
If I am driving without my seatbelt and I am texting while I'm driving, yes, please pull me over. Cops, please pull me over. Okay, yes.
My only problem with the tinted windows is I can't see the other driver, so I have no idea if they see me, right?
There's
so,
another problem.
No turn signal. Are you going to turn here? I would look at the driver to see if their eyes are going in that direction.
But you can't see them.
Yeah,
exactly. I cannot believe.
I've won this one.
Fair. You did. In 2020, in 2021, one of the reasons why we need no tinted windows is so that people can be seen not wearing a seatbelt and if they're texting and driving.
Yeah, that's your takeaway.
Yeah, pretty much.
All you out there listening, that's the takeaway. That's what Ursula believes. The only part of it.
Yeah, I love that.
She wants people to get busted. Okay. In the Wall Street Journal, their top story over the weekend, here's the headline. If you sell a house these days, the buyer might be a pension fund. So investors are snapping up the single-family homes because, of course, long-term, stable rate of return, and it's pretty high compared to bonds, CDs, and all that. Gee, should you care who buys your house, or is it just top bidder?
No, you should not care who buys your house. You're selling your house. The same way you should not care who buys your house is the same way you shouldn't care who's dating your ex. It's gone.
Oh, my God.
There's no more attachments. Like, how do you sit there and say, I don't know if I don't want this person to live in this house. You're selling it. Get out.
I disagree. And I think that real estate agents will tell you that in a very competitive market, too, if you write one of those letters to the owners that actually impacts the owners of the house, you could be the one that actually beats out someone who might be willing to pay a little bit more than you do. And I would be one of those sellers that would actually care who gets my house next, not just because, you know, of the love and the memories that I have in my house, but I would also want to have a positive impact on my neighbors as I leave. And I think the makeup of your neighborhood is very important. And I, for example, the things that you know I believe in, we talked about that. So I wouldn't look at this as a way to keep certain populations out. I would look at it as a way to perhaps bring in different maybe try to diversify my neighborhood a little bit, or bring in, people who I think would actually benefit our neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Let me get all the playfulness out of my voice. Well, now I'm being serious. First of all, I believe Ursula, I know you, right? I do a show with you every single day. I believe that about you. I believe that you're the type to be like, hey, I want to give a chance. No doubt about it. Even though I believe that, I still don't like it. I still don't like that people could really pick and choose and go through and pick who is going to be able to live in that house.
But that happens with every single transaction.
I know that. And I would like for that transaction, I would feel better and more comfortable if that transaction was more about dollar signs as opposed to who it is, right? And unfortunately, you know that happens, where people decide and look at the letters that are written and be like, oh, I don't want this person to have it. I don't want that person to have it. So as much
that's the importance of writing a good letter and writing a letter that maybe, you know, would appeal to the homeowner by sharing a little bit about your story. So I think that would be one thing.
But
I mean, I
don't know.
I don't know that it's all about just the cash. I mean, and for a lot of people, it is.
I would rather. Okay, but check this out, Ursula. I would rather it be about the cash than is someone making a decision based on, like in that letter, finding out the ethnicity of someone and all that. I just think that goes into an area that I just don't feel comfortable with, because I know that there is a past history of where people made sure that, quote, their neighborhood stayed a certain type of way and looked a certain type of way.
Yeah, and I guess I'm looking at it as I want to be that person that would help change a neighborhood in a way that I feel is positive.
Dear Ursula, I am moving into your house. It will be me.
Can you imagine what our block would be like? Seriously.
If I moved in your neighborhood?
Yes.
It'd be on like Maddie Stone. Hey, coming up next, we have a situation where a governor does not want to throw out the first pitch because he's mad at Major League Baseball. We discuss that next. G and Ursula.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show, Monday morning edition. So after our show on Friday, Major League Baseball announced that it is not going to be holding this summer's All-Star Game in Atlanta because of that controversial new Georgia law that civil rights groups say will restrict voting access for people of color. And then about a half hour ago or so, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he is now not going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opener because of the MLB response to voting laws. And this is a quote. He says, I was looking forward to throwing out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opening game until MLB adopted what has turned out to be a false narrative about Georgia's election law reforms. It is shameful that America's pastime is being influenced by partisan politics.
All right, let's go back to where this all started. And it all started with the election and the election results. President Trump at the time, he had maintained that he falsely had won the state of Georgia by hundreds of thousands of votes, quote, even made a phone call to in that situation saying how that they should reevaluate the election's results. That's important that I bring that up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And even after losing three big statewide elections over the course of a couple months, the first thing that the Republican Party does in the state of Georgia is to overhaul voting laws. So in my opinion, Ursula, it's very clear on the intent. And then the last part that I want to make, because I decided over the weekend to really dig deep into what's going on in the state of Georgia. And but everybody has their different reasons as to why they were upset with a few things. And I think some of the biggest things, and I know you're going to talk about even that phone call and about how if during that time, if the laws were in place that are now, then there would have been different consequences during that time because
yeah, then I think President Trump would have won.
He would have won the state of with the state of Georgia. But the biggest thing is this. There's more ways that the new voter suppression law is designed. It's making it harder in Georgia. You can still vote. Yes, you can still vote absentee for any reason. But did you know it's illegal now for officials to send absentee applications to every voter? Why would you make that illegal? That's illegal now. The law also reduces how much time a voter has to request a ballot and blocks any organizations that help people get absentee ballots. So my point
and
is
you
this.
So you read through the law because I've kind of seen excerpts of it, but I haven't gone through line by line because even when Michael Medved joined us, he said, you know, there's this false narrative about what the law does or doesn't do. But in fact, voters will now have less time to request those absentee ballots.
They have less time. And I want to go back. If there was clearly no evidence of fraud, which there wasn't, that's been talked about, it's been disputed, there's through the courts and everything. I just don't understand, Ursula. I don't understand why the first thing that's done in the state of Georgia, is to overhaul the voting laws. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. It's again an action taken because there are still people who believe that the election was stolen and that so now they're going to close in. I mean, there's always been this idea that whether it's mail-in ballots or whatever, that there are too many loopholes. So now with this new law, the Republican-controlled legislature in Georgia does have more control over the state election board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Secretary of State, who, again, got that call from President Trump, that position is now removed as a voting member of the state election board. Now, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
GOP-led legislature is empowered to suspend county election officials. Again, why would you do that? And, you know, you already pointed out having less time to request absentee ballots. I think that there, you know, can be a legitimate discussion about, is it too much to ask to show, you know, your ID? There are stricter new ID requirements for absentee ballots. And I understand, you know, that's one that I think is really debatable. But overall, looking at that law, yes, in fact, it does seem to make it harder for people of color based on what was targeted in that. But I want to ask you about this whole idea of now MLB getting involved. Do you think that's a good thing?
Sure. Absolutely. The Republican Party is the party, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they the party that supports the free market making the decisions? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes, they
absolutely
are. The free market. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is an example of what that was preached. The free market is doing just that. Now, in response to Major League Baseball doing this, now all of a sudden, remember that word, you guys don't like it, the cancel culture folks are coming out and saying, boycott Major League Baseball. Boycott Coca-Cola.
Boycott Delta.
Boycott because, Delta.
Yeah, although those companies just put out statements saying they were against what happened with the laws, but they're not saying we're going to pick up all our, you know, equipment and move out of here. They're just saying we don't like what happened.
Don't like what happened. And so you can't one minute. So I'm going back to the point, Ursula. You can't one minute say let the free market decide and then be upset when the free market does decide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move the goalposts, which consistently is being done. Again, the overhaul in the voting laws in Georgia, the question is simple. Why did it happen? Did it happen because there was this widespread conspiracy as far as there was all this voter fraud? Well, if you go with what was said and you go with what was said that led to the stop to steal in January 6th, yeah, that would probably lead you to try to do something like that in the state of Georgia.
But so, if you were to listen to what more than 50 courts decided and what the top elections officials said about how safe and secure it was, then you wouldn't come to that conclusion.
Election officials, including the Georgia Secretary of State,
right,
who will no longer sit on the Georgia
That's
Elections
what I
Board.
Said. Thanks. Yes.
Are they?
Exactly.
Wait, what are they Republican?
The Secretary of State in Georgia, yes.
That's my point.
And the top elected, official within the Trump administration who said it was the most secure election, yes, Republican.
Okay. So again, the free market is deciding. And that's what Major League Baseball is doing. Hey, Major League Baseball, y'all want to bring that All-Star game to Seattle? Kim Wyman, Secretary of State, she take care of business here. Everything is cool with the voting in the state of Washington. Come on to Seattle. We'll take the All-Star game, Ursula. I'd go, you'd go, we'd all go. Come on. Major League Baseball, All-Star. We ain't had it here since 2001. It'd be so nice to have you here again. Coming up next, we take your texts, your feedback, and Ursula's words to live by. G and Ursula. Happy Monday, y'all. It is the G and Ursula Show. And Ursula, I got to tell you, I got sparked by our last segment. I just got been sparked about the whole show. Happy Monday to all of you guys. Ursula, you still there?
Yes, I am. No, it was a great show, and I know we hit some heavy topics, and a lot of people are weighing in with their opinions.
We love
it. And
that.
We do love it.
Love it. Hey, it's now time for your text feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. Ursula, start us off, my friend.
Okay, a lot of people weighing in on tinted windows. 206 says, drivers with tinted windows are super rude because they know they're anonymous.
Oh, what?
I would feel so much less shame if I had tints on my window.
425, generally, I hate tinted windows, but every time I drive to Spokane and I get a sunburn on my left arm, I think about how much I wish I had them.
But should you take the highest offer for your home or look at what's in the offer in those letters? 253 says, when I bought my house in Tacoma, the sellers took my offer over the other two offers, which were slightly more because I was buying it for myself. The other two buyers were going to make the house a rental.
360 says, all my neighbors suck. I feel sorry for whoever gets this house.
Okay, keep that off the listing description. Amazon admits drivers do pee in bottles. 206 says, I have been a delivery driver for 30 years, and I'm a woman who really dislikes public restrooms. They are nasty. I prefer the bottle method. It's no big deal, and it's hilarious that this is a news story. Love the show.
425 says, hey, G, this is recycled driver Chris here. I drive a garbage truck, and that's what you do as a driver, bro.
Ah, he's got a lot of company there. 253 says, it's not just Amazon drivers that pee in bottles. UPS trains us to bring those bottles to pee in.
So wait a minute. So the commercial, what does Brown do for you on the UPS?
No.
No, I'm asking about their mock.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know their outfits.
I'm just...
I'm trying to save you. Remember cough medicine?
Okay,
here we go. Scenarios. On our scenarios today, 253 says, my trans sister wore a dress publicly for the first time at my wedding, and I was honored for her choice. She respectfully asked me if it was okay to do so. Love that.
360 says, the brother just doesn't want the spotlight to be taken off of them. He should care more about the sister joyfully taking part in the wedding. Yeah.
360 says, who are you going to care about in 5 years? The feeling of people who are offended at having to see a trans person or your sister, you will regret it if you cave to the sensibilities, quote unquote, of family members who have a problem with it. Your sister will be hurt if you do so, 100%.
425 says, you know what hurts trans people? Allow bias to continue. Lack of visibility.
Okay, a lot of people weighed in on our discussion about Gonzaga. Is Gonzaga a local team? 206 says, wait a minute. 206 says, I'm with G. I'm a lifelong Seattleite and Catholic. Go Baylor. Oh, boo.
360 says, G, quit being petty.
Yes. 206 says, 25 years ago, Eastern Washington people used to call Western Washington people 206ers.
Mm.
Oh, let's
253 says, do you dislike WSU also? We have to root for getting any kind of trophy in this state. By the way, no. I like WSU over UW.
Wow. Okay, should we encourage a film industry in King County? Oh, no. 425 says, those extras make more than I do at my normal job. Thanks, Ursula.
253 says, a friend of mine received $1,600 for the day to park his log truck on set for an upcoming Netflix film starring Sandra Bullock.
Okay, wait.
I love Sandra.
Yeah, and if I were offered that, you know what? Hey, if you want to be on the set, great. Whether it's $10, $1,600, I think that's awesome. I'm
Ursula,
not judging.
We need to
our mic drop real quick.
Okay, mic drop text of the day. Ursula, what you got?
And then this is on who buys your home. This is from the 425. You should care, but this whole letter writing business determining who gets the house, ridiculous. The way people talk about this is exactly how we've talked about getting into colleges for years. College applications all over again. Are we going to see a home buyer offer letter writing prep industry explode? Are we going to see people Photoshop fake pictures of their family to include with that letter, bribe a neighbor to write a fake letter of recommendation, hire other people to write the letter for them? This is Aunt Becky and the college admission scandal all over again. Ban the letters. On the other hand, Ursula, you could make a lot of money writing letters for folks.
You could.
True.
Ursula, it's time for your words to live by, buddy. Brought to you by Pro Club.
And this is a quote from Daphne Kingma. Sorry about that. In the end, nothing we do or say in this lifetime will matter as much as the way we have loved each other. So if there's one thing that you do today, be the reason someone feels loved. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Ursula. Thanks, Chef. Thanks, Andrew on the board. Appreciate what you do. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be doing this again tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to you. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.